Okay.
Okay, yesterday we started discussing the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, or the sheet of Tosfos, that it can't, the sukkah has to be aroy mamish, meaning the schach has to be aroy that it could rain in. The walls could be as strong as could be, hurricane proof, since potentially they could be aroy if they're lamata michof. But the schach has to be aroy mamish. Now the discussion we were raising based on the different makoros, and this we'll see in the Sefer Moshe Halacha, Rav Alsher's son discusses this, and this is what we were talking about yesterday, whether that's a din in Metzias, that the bottom line is, is it raining in, could it rain in or not? If it can't rain in because you put a nice stack of schach, then it's possible. And if it could rain in, then it's kosher. Okay? That was one mahalach. However, the other tzad, as Rav Alsher's son has, is that no. That we saw different versions in the Rishonim. That the only thing he came lafuke is if you take schach, like pieces of wood, and you nail them in, and then, you know, less than four tfachim, so it won't be gzeiras tikra, you take one slat, a small slat, another slat, and you put your whole sukkah with the slats, you nail them in, now they're kavua, and as a result, it's not going to rain in. So that's so that schach is schach kavua that's not going to rain in. What do we say? Automatically, anything that doesn't rain is possible. That was and he has in the Sefer Moshe Halacha these two hesberim, and the nafkamina will be if you have schach that you position in a way that, you know, in a slant or something like that, that this, the water will deflect off, will that be possible or not? Because it's still aroy. Now, I want to put this all together. And we learned, just let's chazer over the sugya of sukkah tachas ilon. So we said like this: if the ilon is, if the sukkah is a good sukkah, if the atzma, the ilon is silasa meruba mechamasa, right? So that passels the sukkah, because that's called sukkah tachas ha'ilon, which is part of the same din as it says the Pnei Yeshua of sukkah tachas ha'sukkah. So if you have two schachos, right, the schach of your sukkah, and then silasa meruba mechamasa of the tree, which is mechuber, so now you have two layers. Let's assume it has to be like maybe like a four tfachim differential for it to be considered a separate schach, right? So then that's going to be possible. But what if the sukkah is silasa meruba mechamasa, but the tree was chamasa meruba mitzilasa? So we quoted the machlokes Rishonim. Shitas Rashi is that's kosher. As long as your sukkah is self-sufficient, it's silasa meruba mechamasa, even though the tree on top of it is chamasa meruba mitzilasa, So dal mihach of the tree. So the tree is not going to passel, and the tree doesn't have a din of schach, of two layers of schach, because that's not called schach. It's chamasa meruba mitzilasa. But the Rav Yoh disagrees. And the Rav Yoh says, whenever the sukkah is chamasa, whenever the sukkah is tzilasa meruba mitzilasa, but the tree is chamasa meruba mitzilasa, so then what? So then every branch that's on top of the schach deletes the schach underneath it. Because basically that branch is connected a piece of schach, so now that schach, we don't need that schach to provide tzel, because the branch on top provided the tzel. So Shitas Rashi is no. L'maisa, it's chamasa meruba mitzilasa, so dal mihoch of the tree. If it's, but the Rav Yoh says no, every branch will pasul kenegdo, and we said there are 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, and it seems that the Iker day in Shulchan Aruch is l'chumra. That if the sukkah is tzilasa meruba mechamasa, even though the tree over it is chamasa meruba mitzilasa, it will pasul the kenegdo. Okay, so now I want to show you a very interesting din. At Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on page 9. Take a look. Pirus alat sodin mipnei hachama. Let's say you take a sheet and you put it over the sukkah because it's too sunny. It's too sunny. So you put a sheet over the sukkah. O tachteha, or underneath the sukkah, meaning inside your sukkah you have a sheet, because mipnei hanesher, because things are, the branches are falling in onto the table. So you want to stop it from falling in. So you put a sheet. Osha piris al gabe kinuf psula. Or if you put it on, you know, you have these a canopy in the bed, etc. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chista loshono bnei hanesher, aval lanaosu ksheira. So the only psul is mibnei hanesher, but if you say you have this very picturesque sheet, designs, and you want to put it like a noise sukkah. So your noise sukkah, instead of just putting one of those, you know, things they have, those chains, you know, the old chains. You want to put a whole sheet. I don't know, that's some fancy, nice picture. So it's okay. So where it says, of course, pshita, it says, only b'nei hanesha, tanan. Ma'udutem hu adin afilo na'oso? I might think that, no, even for noi. So why does it say, v'adiktan b'nei hanesha, orcha de milsa katanika mashmalan? In other words, because the normal is they put it b'nei hanesha. But in a chanami, there's no difference. And also the same thing. So it comes out like this. That if you put a whole sheet underneath or on top of your sukkah, and it's vinoy, then it's okay. Even though the sheet is, you know, is a full sheet. It's not just a chains. It's a full sheet, and the sheet is mekabel tuma, so it's a psul daraisa, the sheet. It's a full psul daraisa. If it's lanoi, it's okay. It's okay, and we'll see. The Rashi says,
Aber wenn also ein Schem Schach allow Kshera.
And we'll see, the Rishonim explain, the Posim explain it has to be within Dalat Tfachim. So if it's within Dalat Tfachim, and if it's Lenoi, so it's okay. But if you do it because you want to stop the sun, you want to stop the rain, you want to stop something else, or you want to stop the things from flowing in, that is possible. Yeah. That's a similar idea. Yeah. If you're putting it up only Lenoi. Now look in Tosis. Pirshalas Sodim Vechama, Kosa Bechuvas Agonim, Hadikatani Pirshalas Sodim Vechama, Odatavinan Ashar, Psula Hechad Hamasa Maruba Mitzilasa below Sodim.
So he says a big chiddush
that if your sukkah, the schach, is dense, you have a kosher sukkah, and it's good on its own right, and now you want to put a sheet on, even mipnei haneshek, even mipnei hama, even mipnei gishamim, it's kosher. You see, as opposed to Shitas Rashi, where Rashi says not that way. Because Rashi is talking about a case. Came in the below psul silos ruba kein zeb mefarsh rabbeinu tam neachama shem yabeshus es haschach toch kachay nasel chamosim ruba. In other words, Rabbi Tam explains, and Nechama means that if it's going to get too sunny, the schach is going to dry up, and it's going to become chamasa meruba mitzilasa, the sukkah. So you don't have a self. Chen tachtem neaneshev. Ima you olum noshim haya chamasa meruba vasadin monom lipo kem shasadin gorim shal yodu tzilasa meruba mitzilasa posel. In other words, if the sheet is causing to maintain the kashrus of the sukkah, and if the sheet wouldn't be there, the sukkah would be chamasa meruba mitzilasa, either because that's what it is, or because the schach will crunch, dry up and fall in. That's possible. But if you have a regular sukkah, you have your regular bamboo, and everything is great, and you just want to put a sadin on top of it, so then it's okay. Even if it's, you see, according to Tosfos, even if it's for protection. In other words, the way Rashi learns is, so Rashi said, "Lo shonu blei nishar nishav yischach lahagin alev mafsi mishum mekabel tuma." So Rashi doesn't have this chiluk. In other words, so according to Rashi, if it's lenoi, then it's okay. So it's batal. It's within four tefachim, it's lenoi. Like you said, noi is batal. Like we have it in chatzitza, if you have something that's lenoi, it's batal. A lot of things, noi is batal. But if you're putting it on to save from the sun, the elements, then it's what? That it's chach posel. That it's chach posel. One second. Whereas Tosa's shita is, so the question is, according to Tosa's, so if it rains in the sukkah, so if you just put the, remember I was discussing this with Rabbi Yagid Shlita many years ago, this Tosa's, what would be if you put the shlak on the sukkah when it rains? What was I say again? He says that's pshat mipnei achama. Mipnei achama means that if you don't put the sod in there, then not because of comfort. In other words, what's pshat mipnei achama? Mipnei achama is no good. What does mipnei achama mean? So mipnei achama could mean that it's going to get too hot in the sukkah. So I want to stop the heat from coming in, the sun rays. But the other way you can say Nechama, the way Rabbi Natam learns, Nechama means that the schach is going to dry up. And then my sukkah, half the leaves are going to just fall down, and I'm not going to have a kosher sukkah. So what's causing my sukkah to be a sukkah is this schach posel of the sun. But the inference is that if I have a full-fledged sukkah that's not going to dry up, and I just do it for other reasons, not necessarily lenoi, but even that's okay, because the sudden is not contributing to the Havayas HaSukkah.
Just to clarify, Tosfos is saying it's only not kosher if it's put up for the leaves, and Rashi is saying it's only kosher if it's put up for the money?
Rashi says if it's put up for the, if it's put up for anything but noi, it's possible.
Right. So it's only kosher if it's up for the nose. And it's possible, it's only possible if it's up for the leaves.
If it's only possible if it's causing your sukkah to be kosher. But if you have a sukkah that stands on its own right, so that's what the Gaonim says. And then he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Ke'ein zeh Rabbeinu Tam. So the Shuvah Sagonim. Nechamu. Hechad chamosim rubim silosa below sodin. Having yeshi losim rubim silosa, vena sodin plus hodin, that's okay. So this is a tremendous chiddush. Right? That would imply that once you have your good sukkah and it rains, so you're good to go. You just get a shlak. We normally think, you get a shlach, you have to go in the house now. Or you could stay, but you're not getting any mitzvah. The simple pshat, like Rabbi Yagin pointed out, the simple pshat in Tosis is that it's good. Now, why isn't it called sukkah tachas ha'ilon? How does it work with the sukkah of sukkah tachas ha'ilon? What?
The different thing that in this case that we're talking about on the structure of the structure.
No, I mean, paris on a sudden, it could be on top of it. Yeah? and the sardin. What? Sardin's pasul. Yeah, sardin's pasul midoraisa. So if you hold, and it's what? I mean, we said kuli amalo pligi by sukkah takasi ilon, that if the sukkah is silosa meruba mechamasa, and the tree is silosa meruba mechamasa, that's two schachos. So why is this okay? Why is this called? No. So when you have a tree, the halach is if the tree is silosa meruba, if the sukkah is silos and ruba, and then the tree is silos and ruba, that passes. Even though you have your good sukkah, because that's called sukkah tachas ilon. So why is this better? What? You tell me. Is it? It's a sheet. So therefore what? What is a sheet? A sheet is tilasa meruba mechamasa. It's 100%. Unless your sheet has holes in it. So then what's the chiluk? So the chiluk must be what? Huh? Right. So it's not considered a separate layer. Rabbi Maz was saying it's lying on the schach. So if it's lying on the schach, that's better. And it's part of the schach. Well, even within Dal Tvachim, it would be okay. No. So once the sukkah has its, yeah, okay. I mean, there's a question, you know, whether you made the, but it could be if it's before sukkah. So anyway, okay, but you don't have a row of what? Right. But you see, by the sardin. So what? The sardin also you don't have. So it must be that it's considered that it, just like noi is considered. So it has to be that the pshat in the case of the sukkah of the ilan is different because the ilan is above. So therefore it's not vatal. And then you have to say even according to Rav Yoshita that you pasul kenegdo. This would still be okay because you only pasul kenegdo when it's not nitpal to the thing. Well, and these 2 days are brought in Shulchan Aruch. These 2 days are brought in Shulchan Aruch on page 11. He says, "Tov reish chof tes yutes." Pirus le sadin v'mechama of tachtei b'mnei hanshar kolomer shaluyu olim v'kismim noshrim aval lo pirus ela lanosuk sheir v'ushi sheye toch dalad l'schach. So that's the first sheet. Is the only heter is lanoi v'yeshomrim shesukah sheik m'suchachas kilchosta v'yereshem v'yovei shaschach. So The sudden is causing tilosim ruba mechamasa psula. Avalim lo kaven beprisas hasadin el hagin meacham of olim olan also kshera vachi he betoch dalad leschach. Umil chatchila lo yase elim kain hu nikar lechol shemechavin el hagin oshahu shorbimayim shas nikar lechol sheinoshotcho shem el yavish. So he talks two days. The Pasha says the Iker Halacha is not like this day because it's a Stam B'yesh Omrim. And we pass it like the Stam. But this is a tremendous thing here. Because any time you'll have, according to Tosis, anything within Dalat Tfachim of your Sukkah, as long as your Sukkah is self-sufficient, you don't need the sudden to help you out, then it's good. Let me tell you two things. So Rabbi Alsh's son, in the Mosne Halacha, says, yeah, but wait one second. But what about, this is Rabbi Natam speaking here, right? And Rabbi Natam's the one who says that a sukkah is supposed to what? Be able to rein in. So how does that work? So he proves from here, says the Mosne Halacha, Alsh's son, that what? That you see that it's not a din that has to rein in. It's the din that the sukkah has to be aray. If you're aray dik eschach, eschach is aray, even though, say, face. I make a patent like this. I have a regular schach. And I set up a system of air that's going to blow on top of my sukkah so no rain will come in. From the perspective of the schach, will. But the air is, well, any rain that's going to come, it'll reflect it away. So my sukkah won't have any, but the rain coming in. But the maitha, it's what? It's an arayah to the schach. I didn't bang it in with nail. So that's what Rav Alsh's son wants to prove, that that's not a din that has to rain into the schach. It's a din that what? That the schach has to be arush. From the schach perspective, it has to be that it can rain in. So here you put the sadin, but the sadin is not the schach. So from the schach perspective, it can rain in. The sadin is bottle. And you see, it's Rabbi Natan himself who's the one who the rain, and he's the one who says what? That you can put the sun in, as long as, even though it's not Illinois. So that's what he proves. And then he says the Marach or Zerua, then he says, we'll see in the packet, Marach or Zerua said the same thing. Because the Marach or Zerua says, you know, when it rains, so why don't you just put more schach or make it so it shouldn't rain in? Why is it a simon klala? So he says, because in Okanami, you could do that, but they weren't behind you to do it. Understand? And look, one second, and look in the Magen Avraham, and this is in the Magen Avraham. Take a look in the Magen Avraham on page 11. Say, like this happens a lot, that after the rain, it's still wet in the sukkah, and you still have, it's dripping from the schach. So still, also, you would start. So he said, you know what you do? Mutav lifra sadin, it's better that you should put a sheet under the schach, mishiyochal kutzva sukkah. Better to do that, right, than to eat in the house. Because even though Tosis might not be the Iker Halacha because it's a Stav Yesh Omrim, but it's still Shitas Tosis. It's still a day in Shulchan Aruch. Whatever. Pashas means maybe the rain stopped and it's still dripping. You know, certainly if it's raining, but he's saying What?
Did you have the ability to put a sheet on the
The Magen Avraham.
The
Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham. Because they don't know the Magen Avraham. I understand, but the other, but if you eat in your house, in your house you don't get any sheep there. Right. Right. But it's not a zero. That's the point. It's not a zero. Eating in your house is a zero.
Of course. If someone
okay.
Sodin
also va timkor. The chagor nas kol
akhnan. Someone puts up a sodin. I want to put a beautiful sodin in the ozo. And by the way, this is also convenient for the rain.
Yeah, but that's already not, because then you, if you're really thinking to both, and okay, tomorrow I want to go over some of the things inside again. Today I presented it, we have a short shiur, so I got in, and then I can show you inside in the Marach or Zerua, in the Mosle Halacha, and other things, to show you this idea. But this is, what we did in this short shiur today, is we took everything we learned today, from the Sugya of Elon, and from the Gshamim, and we put it all together. Okay? So it's a lot to think about. Okay.